Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Student Special Hour this not-so-sunny morning on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. My name is Lucy, and I'm really stoked to be here again this Friday, all Fridays with you. And we're going to be having a couple of guests on this week. I'm hoping to have the UBC Players Club coming in to talk about some of their events coming up. And then as well at 10:30, we'll be having the LFS, the Land and Food Systems Undergrad Society, coming in to talk about their events. So lots of exciting activities coming up. Before that, we're going to play some tunes as well and chat a little bit about on what's going on in the UBC campus. So stay tuned to CITR 101.9. Before we get going, I'm going to start off with a tune that I was listening to on the bus this morning. Just wake me right up. It's Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros with Better Days. And I remember I was just thinking back to a time that I went to the Edward Sharpe concert. I've been to see them in concert twice. Once was at Deer Lake Park, I think it was. And my friend and I were about 17, and we had gone to approximately like 3 or 4 concerts a month all year. Like, we had just gone to an excessive amount of concerts, and we got to the Edward Sharpe one, and we were sitting on the grass, and we were so tired, and we were just so not interested. And so we went home, and then I went to see them at Sasquatch a couple years ago, and they were absolutely incredible, and I still, to this day, kick myself for missing out on seeing them that day at Deer Lake Park. But in any case, I'm going to play Better Days for you, perk you right up this Friday morning. Stay tuned for more on the Student Special Hour.
I seen better days dripping down your face. We don't have to talk, let's dance. For all the times you felt alone, dreaming better, I see better, better days. Too dark to say goodbye. Well, that's some cliche shit. Make me wanna cry. Snow. But I don't need much more than faith. For all the times you felt alone, dreaming better, dreaming better, better ways. Too dark to say goodbye. Well, there's some give up shit, make me wanna cry.
Sweet tomorrow, tonight.
and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 and the Student Special Hour here with your host, Lucy. This host, Lucy. That's just me alone talking to myself in the studio here. It turns out that UBC Players Club cannot come in tonight. Unfortunately, this morning, I'm all turned around. Cannot come in this morning. So you'll just get to hear my voice for a little bit longer. All right, so I wanted to talk a little bit about Fun Drive. So CITR is this fantastic community, fantastic radio station, and has a lot to offer for the community, trainings and support of local music and culture, tons of awesome things going on, workshops and trainings, and we need support of the community to make this happen. So we've just been running our annual fund drive, a fundraising effort where we kind of implore the community to help us out and support us in all of our endeavors. This year so far, we've raised about $28,000, just over $28,000, but we're not done. Officially, our on-air fund drive, fundraising is over, but we still have one last major ditch effort tonight at the Hindenburg in Gastown, and it is going to be our fund drive finale, and this is the big one. This is a massive, massive fundraiser for CITR. We always make such a last kick in this last night. So it'd be really, really great if you folks could come out and help support us today, starting at about 8 p.m., and it's going to be so killer. There's so many incredible bands playing. Starting off with Stefana Fertilla, Late Spring, Aura Kogan, Ace Martins, Jerk Jails, and Cult Babies, all of which are bands that are going to be on our LP. CITR, in correlation with Mint Records, is putting out an LP, and it's the Pop Alliance Volume 4, and this tonight is also our release party. So we're going to be having these bands play, we're going to be having a silent auction, and CITR DJs, and if that is not quite exciting enough for you, also all of the student executive and staff from CITR are going to be there, including myself. So if you want to come say hi to the team and say hi to what an incredible community that CITR is, then check us out tonight at the Hindenburg, starting about 8 p.m., going all the way till 2 a.m. Lots of dancing. I bet there's going to be plenty of beers, and good times. So check that out. And if you can't, you can still donate online to Fund Drive and support this really, really incredible community that we're a part of. As well, tons of other sweet events going on campus and around. The one that the players were going to come in and talk about is their show that's coming up. And it's called And Then There Was 100. It's a centennial celebration for the UBC Centennial. And it's going to be running from March 4th to 13th at 7:30 p.m. Studio 1398 on Granville Island. And it's there's going to be a couple, I'm not really sure much about it, but it looks like something about Divine Monster and Home Fires Burning. It's going to be some great performances being done by this incredible crew. I don't know much about it, but I can't imagine it would be a waste of a night by any means. So its evening shows are March 4th to 6th and 10th to 12th. On the 10th to the 12th at 7:30 p.m. And the matinee shows are 2 p.m. on March 13th. That's tickets are $15 in general and $10 for students and seniors. And group discount rates are available as well. For more ticket information, you can email tickets@ubcplayers.com. So that's one. That's not going on a UBC campus, but it is in support of UBC groups. Speaking of supporting UBC groups, UBC right now is in a little bit of a tussle. It is AMS elections. Yay for some, and you grumble, grumble for others. I'm somewhere probably in the middle, but there's a couple really sweet things that are going to come out of this election, or a couple things that we can maintain out of this election, one of which is the UPass referendum. There is a referendum whether or not to keep the UPass. That is all I know about at this point. I have not voted yet, but I will be voting yes. And I think most people who use the UPass, which is pretty much everyone, knows the importance and the value that we have in this UPass. It's so much cheaper than buying it through TransLink. It's really, really great, super easy to use. And even if you don't use it, value, like, see the value in it for other students, see the value in it for commuter students, because it is, it's so valuable to us, and it is something worth keeping, I think, for the majority of students. As well, the next one I would say to vote yes on is the UBC Arts, Culture, and Performance Referendum. It is a referendum to add $1.50 onto our fees to support BVP, the Musical Theatre Troupe, the Film Society, the Debate Society, the Players Club, UBC Slam, and the Jazz Cafe. These are all really, really incredible groups that work really hard to make a community on campus a very positive space. And I think it would be very valuable to support these groups. The CITR Student Executive is also endorsing this referendum. It's really, really valuable that we care about all aspects of the UBC community, and that includes arts, culture, and performance. And often those kind of groups get underlooked in these sort of arenas, and I think it's really valuable that we do not overlook them. I also saw, when I was looking at some of the other endorsements, I saw that a couple of the people who endorsed it were also mentioning how there should be, not only should we be inputting this sort of financial change, but we should also be putting some energy towards emphasizing structural changes around support of arts in at UBC. And I think that would be a really, really incredible thing to see, is UBC focusing a little bit more on their care for their arts and culture clubs, and institutions, and that just so happens to include CITR. But I think it would be really valuable to add a little bit more to those groups. So that's another one that's going to be happening. Even if you do not want to vote for certain candidates in certain positions, I would just highly suggest still go vote and check out the referendum questions. There's a couple other ones going on, and just check them out, do a little bit of research, know what it's all about, and pick what you think is right for you. And so we can have, hopefully, can have some real democratic decisions made around some of these changes. So we're going to be having LFS in a little bit to talk a little bit about their event. But before we do that, I'm going to play another tune by a local artist, and they won the Peak Performance Project a couple years ago. I think it might be a couple years ago. I've lost track now, but they're a really, really great group led by a gorgeous female singer. Their names are Dear Rouge, and this is Tongues.
You cut me like a knife, back into a ledge, nowhere else to hide. Oh, tongue like a razor blade. Oh, you say what's on your mind, nothing left to thought. Razor blade, razor blade.
Every second Wednesday of the month from 6 to 9 is Women in Career Night at the Bike Kitchen. Bring your bike and give it some love in this safe and positive space for anyone who identifies as female or queer. Come learn how to fix your own bike with the help of a female or queer-identified mechanic and volunteers. Plus, there's free pizza. Visit bikecoop.ca for more information.
Interested in a career in healthcare? Want to travel the world? Get all these experiences with Help, Learn, and Discover. With Help, Learn, and Discover, you'll help build homes for underprivileged families. Learn about careers in healthcare through firsthand experiences with doctors, dentists, and other healthcare professionals, and discover the beauty of Ecuador, the Galapagos Islands, and Peru. Apply today at ecoexperience.com. ECUAExperience.com. Are you ready to experience life this summer?
Yes.
Do you give to charity? Are you concerned about equality and human rights? What's more important, civil liberties or the environment? If you want to explore these questions, tune into The Sector, the radio show podcast that explores the world of nonprofits, fundraising, and activism. Join us for interviews with industry insiders as we discuss and debate social justice, civil liberties, and more. The Sector, Fridays at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Student Special Hour here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. Thank you so much for listening, folks. So we've been talking about a little bit that's going on the UBC campus. We're going to be having LFS IUS presenting their bonfire dance coming up pretty soon. Before that, I want to talk a little bit about last week's Fun Drive kickoff. So we've been going on Fun Drive for about a week now. It's been a really great week. The station has been really buzzing. Tons of volunteers around. Lots happening, and so much, just so much sense of community and sense of joining towards a cause. Last week we also had the Fun Drive kickoff that was just down at the pit. That was really, really successful. We had a really great time, and it featured three bands actually from UBC: Peach Pit, Melt, and Strumpets. And they're all really, really incredible bands. They're all doing some really great stuff. Melt is actually right now in UBC's Last Band Standing, which is another really great performance show coming up that is really cool to check out. I think it's about eight bands right now competing to be playing at Block Party this year, which is really great. They've got videos up where you can check out what they're kind of sound like and vote for your favorite one. And then they'll be cut down a little bit more so that they can vote for the finalist for the for Block Party. As well, Strumpets just came out with a new music video. I think it's their only online music being performed so far. Apparently there is some recording in the process, but not quite yet. And they're also going to be playing a show on March 18th at Venue, I'm pretty sure. So you should check them out. They were great, great closer last week. I've never heard them before, but I really enjoyed hearing that those bands play and meeting some of the guys. And my friend Ian from Strumpets said that he was going to listen. So this would be about the time that that if you were listening, you would know. And so that was happening last week. We had Fun Drive all this week. Fun Drive finale tomorrow night. The fun is not over yet. So come in, tune in, and keep listening to stuff that's going on all day, closing up Fun Drive, and then come to the finale tonight and dance with us. As well, on Monday, there's going to be Johnny McRae featured at Van Slam at Café du Soleil, he's a great poet that I've actually seen before, and that's always a great time, so you should check that out, the Van Slam at Café du Soleil, starting at about 7 p.m., show up early. There's always a line. And then on Wednesday, if you want something a little bit more local, UBC Slam has the CIPS Qualifier Slam that's going to be happening at Benny's Bagels Wednesday at 7:30 at Benny's Bagels. And that one's always a good one as well. That's usually the UBC crew showing off their stuff, have a nice bagel, have a coffee, maybe even a beer, and hang out with that crew. Going on to this Friday, there's going to be a local Vancouver band, We Are the City, are going to be playing on Friday at Imperial. And they're a really great band. They've been traveling all over. And so if you want to support some local music, you can check those guys out at the Imperial this Friday. And if you want something a little more local, you can check out the UBC Party Calendar's Blank Canvas. 5th year anniversary is going to be happening again this Friday, a week from today, March 11th, 10 p.m. to 3 a.m. at the Harbor Event Center. It's going to be massive. It looks like it's a 19-plus event, and it's going to be a lot of paint and a lot of mess. And if you want to do some dancing and some painting, looks like there's going to be live painting, UV body painting station, super soakers of UV paint, UBC Thunderbird dance team, 20 custom painted UV canvases, random inflatable party friends, Vancouver's largest LED screen, CO2 cannons, confetti, and glow sticks. Holy smokes. That's going to be at Harbor Event Center, 750 Pacific Boulevard, next to Edgewater Casino and Plaza of Nations. So they've grown bigger. Usually they do it in the Student Union building, but this year they go on bigger and better, and they're going to be heading downtown. So even better, check that out. There's early bird $5 tickets and early bird $8 tickets are sold out, but they have about 90 left of their advance tickets that are $10, and then they're going to be going to the $15 regular tickets, all of which are a really, really great deal. So there's really no reason why you shouldn't go and hang out with the Party Calendar, unless you're like me and you work on Friday nights at your second job. But unless you have that as your excuse, that's it. That's the only excuse you're allowed. So we're going to be coming back with LFS. Should be coming in a couple minutes. But before that, we're going to play another tune for you. This is probably one of my favorite Grimes tunes, called Entropy. Grimes is, and is, I think it's, it looks like it's was in collaboration with Bleachers, who are also one of my favorite bands. Grimes are always a fantastic standby, amazing, powerful female artist and Canadian. So listen to one of my favorite tunes. This is Entropy by Grimes.
Oh, 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 oh best in funk, soul, surf, and more music. Tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available, streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
Timber present American singer-songwriter and vocalist for the Fiery Furnaces, Eleanor Friedberger, Friday, March 4th at 7 p.m. at the Cobalt with guests Icewater and Rola Olak. Eleanor Friedberger is on tour to support her third solo release, New View, out now on French Kiss. Tickets are available online or at Red Cat or Zulu Records. The show is 19+. More info at timberconcerts.com.
Why would you want to take it slow? Hold me till I let you go.
Hempology 101 is a student-run organization here to educate the public about the benefits of hemp and cannabis. Fast fact! Hemp is a renewable, sustainable source of food and fiber. Fast fact! Your body contains anandamide, which is part of the same family of substances as THC. To learn more, look us up on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/hempology101UBC. Or come to one of our great events. And don't forget, legalization through education.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. And you're listening to the Student Special Hour here with your host, Lucy. We're here with LFS. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good.
You guys are so nice. I don't know what to say. Yeah, that's so exciting. So, first of all, someone tell us, who are you? What you're all about? Anyone have an answer? There's four of you. I believe in you.
Okay, so we're LFS US, so we're the Undergraduate Society for LFS. We're also the first year committee, so we're all in first year. We also have our VP internal here to assist us through this all.
Fantastic. And so you're here to talk a little bit about, many aspects of LFS. But first of all, we're going to talk about this big event that you guys have coming up. So can we talk just a little bit, kind of a general overview of what's going on there and what do students have to look forward to?
So we have this awesome event called Bonfire coming up, and it's going to be a really upbeat dance party with warm summer night beaches and bonfires as the vibe for the event. It's going to be on March 24th at 9 p.m. at the Old Sub Ballroom, and you have to come clad in plaid.
Hashtag clad in plaid, am I right?
And all right. Don't want to forget the chocolate fountain. There's a chocolate fountain.
Right? There is. I was really stoked. I helped made the ad a couple days ago with some of the other members of your crew, and that was definitely a selling point, was the chocolate fountain. CITR sometimes does live broadcasts, and one time we had an event, and someone just said to us, oh, please come. We've got a chocolate fountain. And we immediately were like, yeah, okay, we're sold. Yeah. We're sold. Takes a little bit sometimes to get us out, but if you got a chocolate fountain, you know, it's always a winner. All right, so just maybe talk a little bit about your experiences with LFS. I know you're really going full speed ahead towards this event, but you are much bigger than that. I remember talking with Kimya, and she was saying, like, LFS is, people think that we're kind of quiet and bashful, but we're like, we've got a voice and we want to use it. So tell us a little bit about why you're involved with the Land and Food Systems Undergrad Society.
So when I started off in September after Imagine Day, I didn't feel like I fit in within my faculty just because we weren't given enough recognition, just because we were quiet for the most part. We're only 300 first years. And it wasn't until I met one of the members of the Undergraduate Society that I was kind of intrigued. Being a loud and outgoing individual, I needed an outlet. And the Undergraduate Society was just that. It was an outlet, gave me many, many opportunities, one of which was to contact you and reach out to other clubs and societies on campus. So, yeah, land of opportunities is what LFS US is and will be for me for the next little while.
That's so exciting to see your full speed ahead. And do you want to say your position and your name?
Yeah, my name is Kimya, and I am the first year representative this year for LFS US. That's about it.
All right, you guys want to go around and tell a little bit about your journey to LFS US?
Yeah, well, I was a part of student council back in high school, and I just like being able to, you know, plan events and make a difference within either like my school or just my faculty. So I love being on the first year committee and just being able to help every other first year have a great time. So, yeah.
And your name?
Megan.
Yeah. Megan. Fantastic.
Yeah, so similar to Megan, I was also a part of a student council in high school, and I just love being involved in school and having a voice and representing the voices of all the students in the school. So I decided to join LFS US, and it's been such a rewarding experience so far, and I never want to leave. And my name is Gloria. I'm the VP internal.
All right, my name is Ethan, and unlike the others here, I was not part of student council in high school, but Kimia reached out to me near the beginning of the year, and she, you know, talked about LFS and the opportunities it could bring and how being involved could change as a faculty, and I was totally in it, so that's me.
That's you. So Kimia has sold it for you.
Kimia sold it for
She's
me.
She's got those selling skills. Well, Kimia's is the most go-getter I think I've ever experienced so far in my... I've worked in student outreach for just about like 7 or 8 months now. And Kimia, I've never been so tracked down in the best way possible that I have with Kimia. I got Facebook messages and emails and personal visits. It was great. And now we're here. It takes a little bit of determination sometimes, but here's the proof that it can work out. Fantastic. And so can you tell us a little bit about how other people can get involved? If they're listening and they're really stoked about everything you're sharing here, how can they get involved too?
Well, we have lots of volunteer opportunities. Like, we have our spirit crew for our first year committee. So a lot of other kids in LFS, they can, if they want to be a part of it, they can come and help out with our events and volunteer with us. So.
Yeah, we're posting a promo video in a couple of days that's going up, an ad, for example, that we did with you. Many, many opportunities if you want to be part of media, publicity, decor, anything. We have the job for you if you want to participate. If you're in a different faculty, feel free to reach out. You know, day of, we will need tons of volunteers. It's very... large event, and it's being organized by 17 individuals. We can't tackle this on our own. We need as many people as we can. You can definitely speak to any of us. You can find us on Facebook. Our phone numbers are posted pretty much everywhere, so you can find us if you'd like.
So we definitely need a lot of volunteers for big events like this, but also separate to this event, we also have a lot of opportunities in undergraduate society, such as for Wednesday night dinners, which is like a big event that we host every single week, and it's a big thing for our faculty, and a lot of people come out, and dinner's only $5, and we cook it from scratch, and we need a lot of volunteers for that. And there's also a lot of opportunities as well that you can check out on Facebook.
Yeah, an Agora Cafe.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah, I've checked that out before in the building. Yeah. Tell us a little bit more about that.
First off, they're almost all vegan vegetarian, just to put that out there. So we could reach a larger amount of students just because of the meal choice. The Wednesday night dinners I participate more in just because as a first year committee, we have hosted one and we're going to host another one right before our event. So the Wednesday... Actually, the day before our event, we're hosting a Wednesday night dinner. So you show up, pay $5, and then you eat a 3-course meal. Yeah, dessert included. And then it's all surrounding like a campfire-y sort of thing. Just comfort food in general. And Agora, I think, is open 9 to 5?
I think it closes at 3:30. Yeah. I think it's like 9 to 3:30 or 8:30 to 3:30, something like that.
There's some nice treats there, and it's like a cool vibe and a little cafe there. I used to work for LFS as a work study, for 2 months, so that was my experience in the LFS world. But it's a pretty sweet little cafe there, so if you're around that area, check it out.
Mm-hmm. They're really famous for their granola bars.
I was going to say the granola bars are so good.
They're amazing.
There you go. So those are some opportunities to be involved with LFS. We'll be coming back talking about a few more with them as well in just a minute. Before that, we're going to play another tune for you. The Zolas, Molotov Girls, another Vancouver band here from British Columbia. And so this is Molotov Girls by the Zolas.
Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 and the Student Special Hour here with LFS Undergrad Society and your host here, Lucy. That's me. And so we're just talking a little bit about the event that you guys have got coming up, the bonfire party. Yay! You guys don't look that excited so far, but I think you might be slightly overwhelmed by the whole radio situation. Is everyone feeling okay?
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you're enjoying yourself. That's the whole point of having people on the radio. It's not, I mean, also to share your event and share your experiences, but it's also to enjoy the like experience of radio. I want to share this with people because I love it so much. So fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about what's going on with Bonfire. I hear that it's probably one of the only events that's going to be going on that week.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Thursday before Easter break, long weekend actually. So that Thursday, there's really nothing going on much. There's a couple formal events happening, but the only party you're going to see is Bonfire, so you're going to want to check it out for sure.
And the next, the Friday after it is off.
Is off.
No,
yeah,
school.
Exactly.
Nothing. You don't have anything. And then you've also got the Monday off. So it's like if you have homework to do, you don't have to do it Friday.
You're good. You're good. Yeah. There you go.
You got all the way to Monday. So that's like plenty of time to avoid it. Monday night, right? Monday night party.
Of course.
I mean, you'll see everyone in the LFS library just studying it up on Monday night.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. All right. Yeah, so fantastic. And so you want people to be dressing up in plaid. What kind of time are we looking at for everyone to check out this party?
It's at 9 p.m. in the ballroom in the old sub, meaning we have lots of room. Capacity is pretty high. We have up to 650, I believe. We have both hard copies and virtual ones being sold on Resgo. As for hard copies, you can contact myself, Kimya, Brenda, Colton, or Ashi. Yeah, and our phone numbers are posted on both the event page on Facebook, which is open to all post-secondary students, and on our posters, yeah, on our hard copy posters. Posted all around campus.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you're looking to check out that Facebook page, check out the, type in just probably just Bonfire. It's always been sufficient for me. But if you maybe try Bonfire Dance, LFSIUSFYC, that is the most letters that don't find a, that don't form a word I've ever seen in the beginning of anything, basically. But LFSIUS Bonfire Dance probably should pop up for you. And if it doesn't, it probably can check it out through the LFS page, LFS Land and Food Systems Undergraduate Society. So check that out on Facebook so you get all this information. I know we're talking at you, whoever's out there, but you can also check it out on the Facebook page for more information. All right. So what when you're not putting all your energy and thoughts and everything into this bonfire event, and you're not doing the Wednesday night dinners, what else are some of the initiatives that the LFS Undergrad Society works on? Maybe one of your favorite initiatives you've done in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, definitely, can I talk about one that's coming up?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, so next week we have our Career Week, which is really, really awesome. It's a chance for students in LFS to get connected to actual industry professionals and to learn more about the industry and learn about all the companies that are out there. There's also cool events like LinkedIn events and co-op events, so you can find more about that. And since we always have our Wednesday dinners every week, we also have like alumni dinner on the Wednesday, so you get interact with alumni from LFS, and that you have to register for. And same with the big bonfire event, you can also find our event page online as well. And yeah, it's gonna be a really awesome week, and you should check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Fantastic. All right, so we've got this bonfire party coming up for you folks. I want to actually talk a little bit about, just retracting a little bit, about what kind of values or mandate or policies does LFS use to drive their systems? How do you kind of, what is your ultimate mandate that you follow, if you have an answer for that?
We do, in a way. It's rather informal. We typically think of ourselves as family. You know, amongst ourselves, the FYC, we are a family. We go out to lunch, dinner, and we want people to feel included in that, just because it's such an amazing sentiment, you know. Little things that we do, little activities that we do amongst ourselves, our meetings every week on Mondays, we want other students to feel that way, just because it's rather hard to reach out. We're wanting to reach out to others rather than having them contact us. And we are, like we've said up until now, we are everywhere. You know, we walk around campus. Feel free to just say hi and ask us how you can participate, just because I know not everybody is as keen as I was in the beginning or was as, you know, loud to say the least, to just come up and speak to you, you know, or to others rather. And UBC is a community. We're all going through the same thing, and we're trying to make the best of it. So the Undergraduate Society, I feel, was the route for me. It might not be for everybody, but there are little ways you can participate and be part of that family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to add on that, yeah, totally. The Undergraduate Society definitely tries to connect the student body with themselves a lot, trying to make them feel included, just like Camilla said. Definitely, we're definitely a close-knit faculty.
Yeah, it looks like it, because you're kind of on the smaller side, and not even that small. When you said 300 first years, I'm like, but considering, say, arts, which I'm in, which is just this mass blob of humans, it must feel quite small. But I think that's really sweet, because it's very, it's kind of encompassed this really beautiful sense of community that a lot of other faculties don't get an opportunity to be a part of, because they are so massive, and they sort of feel like, fish in the massive sea or whatever. They can't really survive in that space, so they have to find other communities, where Alifest has got this unique opportunity where everyone can stay within their faculty and still get that cool sense of community. That's fantastic. So we'll be right back in just a couple minutes to close up a little bit with Alifest. Before that, we're playing a new song by The Deers. Here's to the death of all... The song name is too long for me to be able to read it. Here's to the death of all romance. That is quite a long title. All right, here's Tears to the Death of All the Romance by The Deers. Welcome back. You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam Territory in Vancouver. And you're listening to the Student Special Hour, here just closing off with LFS US. Why US? Is that right?
FYC.
I tried. There's lots of U's and S's and A's and L's and all sorts of things going on. And you got this great event coming up later this month. So do you want to just remind us a little bit about what's going on? Where can we find tickets? Where can we find the event? What's going on?
Well, it's a bonfire. So it's easy. You just type in LFS Bonfire Facebook. You'll probably find the Facebook event. There's a lot of details on there, but it's going to be a dance party happening March 24th, 9 p.m., Old Sub Ballroom. Tickets are both online and hard copy. More details on that is on Facebook if you need numbers.
And it's $5. $5.
Yeah, $5.
And I hear, as we mentioned before, there's a chocolate fountain.
Yep. Yeah.
Indeed.
I love chocolate, so gotta have the fountain in there.
So if you get a massive capacity of people, is there gonna be like a fight to the death for the chocolate fountain?
It's first come, first serve.
So come early. That's good to know. That's valuable information. If you want the chocolate fountain, you gotta come in there early and check that out as well. Sweet. Do we have any final closing remarks? We were talking a little bit before about community with LFS and your feelings around how that's really created a sense of welcoming for your experience with LFS.
Mm-hmm. Just, you know, standing in line, going to a huge auditorium of 300 plus students. You turn around to the person next to you and you hear that they're also in LFS. There's an automatic sense of connection. Personal experience of mine. Our arms went up, and we high-fived on point. And all the other students around us couldn't believe it. They thought we had been childhood friends or something. But it was just the fact that we're in a small faculty and that we don't we're just so tiny. The minute you find somebody else who's like you, there's this automatic sense of connection. Yeah, it's great.
It's been great. So if you want to be a part, a little bit more part of this group and what's going on with LFS, if anything that you've heard today has been exciting for you and you think, yeah, I want to be a part of that team, then check them out and check out the Facebook page, go to their event and check out their group, and maybe you can be a part of the LFS community as well and join all these amazing things going on. Thank you so much for joining me today in the studio, guys. How was your first radio experience?
So cool.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This
space is really cool.
Well, it's good to have you, and hopefully I'll have you back again. I get a little lonely when I'm here for too long so by myself. So it's great to have you folks in here, and it was great to have a massive crew of you to talk about LFS.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. So we're going to be playing one last tune for you as we finish off the night. This is the night. I keep saying that. What time is it? It's like 10 a.m., 11 a.m. It's not night. 10 a.m., we're finishing off this morning, there we go, with a song by Stars. This is A Simple Song. You've been listening to the Student Special Hour on CITR 101.9. Coming up next is the Cat's Pajamas, and then after that is Radio Dave with Dave Radio, or Dave Radio with Radio Dave. I can never figure that out. But stay tuned on CITR 101.9 for more content.
Don't say that your heart is broken. Don't say that your hope is gone. Don't believe all the lies they've spoken. Just put your faith in a simple song. You used to love them when you were a kid. You always saw them when they came to town. A faded poster on the bedroom wall now. The baby sleeping, turn that music down. You'll grow up, but we won't forget you. There was a time when you were young and strong. When the lonely world was waiting for. All it took was a simple song. Empty and the night is long. You lost the melody that helped you sleep.
don't be scared, put a record on. Play the one about the time I held you. The tune's familiar, but the words are wrong. There's nothing left but the fade out now. It's hard to let go of a simple song. Somewhere down the line, I hope you'll hold on to a simple song.